Championship. Today's game is brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, New Tech Seed, Allen's, Sylvan Learning Center, Deeker Construction, and the Sutton Sports Boosters. Now, let's go courtside for today's matchup.
And good afternoon, everyone. A fantastic volleyball match set for today to get things started on our state playoff coverage. Rob Austin with you, and the stage is set for a great leadoff to the state championships here in the quarterfinals in Lincoln. That's Lincoln North Star, the swamp of the Gators typically, but today it's been taken over by a C2 matchup that just reeks of the playoffs, and I mean that in a very positive way. Today it's the Sutton Phillies, ranked number one, taking on the fourth-ranked Alma Cardinals in this key matchup. And we've got some fantastic stats and some good numbers and some incredible higher level of volleyball play coming your way. We are so excited to be here in Lincoln. So are the girls. And we've got a lot of drama unfolding in front of us. And we're going to tell you all about it when we come back with our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to high school volleyball from the state playoffs on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You just got that playoff atmosphere in the air. You had the band playing here a little bit ago, and they'll be chiming in all match long. So welcome back to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used dealerships. No worries. Kerr Chevrolet, proud sponsors of our pregame effort today. And, it's hard to tell where to start on this. You've got the number-ranked Sutton Phillies, who did not win their sub-district, who obviously did not get to play in their district finals. But nevertheless, they have made it to the playoffs for the second straight year. Last year, they were the third-place consolation winners. They come in here ranked number one only because the losses that they have on the year, all four of them came to highly ranked teams that are all here in the playoffs. In fact, one of them may be next should Sutton move on to the semifinals, and that would be Tri-County. But they lost two matches to Tri-County. They lost two matches to Sandy Creek. All those teams are here, and it is a wonderful stage to be set. But it really speaks highly of the Sutton Phillies and their head coach Chris Erickson to be come into the state playoffs ranked number one, despite not winning your sub-districts or even being able to play in your districts, and that's because of that strength of schedule and the dominant play that the Sutton Phillies have. We're going to tell you about some of their players here in a little bit, but the Sutton Phillies come into the contest 4-3 against common opponents with the Alma Cardinals, and that may sound pretty shocking, but again, remember those three losses were three of the four they had in the entire season. They lost matches to Tri-County, to Sandy Creek. They lost to Wood River, and they lost to Sandy Creek. So Sandy Creek twice. They are 2-2 against that. That's a whole other story that we may be able to get to tomorrow should we get that far. Sutton Phillies have won 7 of their last 8. They are a streaking team. They come into the contest today 23-4, and again, their head coach is Chris Erickson. As for the Alma Cardinals, well, you know what? They kind of got in here because they had a very hot streak towards the end of the season. They won their last 9 games in a row. They are winners of 11 of their last 12. They played some solid volleyball to get here, and they have the number 4 ranked outside hitter with the fourth highest kills in the state. So that is that speaks highly of the Alma Cardinals, and they have ridden the back of Lauren Wagner. We'll tell you more about her. Against common opponents with Sutton, Alma is winless. They are 0-3, and remember, again, the strength of the schedule for Sutton. We'll be bringing that up quite a bit. Alma, again, comes into the contest with a 21-9 record this afternoon. Their head coach is Mike Smith. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with some more stats, and we'll look at some of the individual players on our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to high school volleyball from the state playoffs in Lincoln. on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
If you're looking for long-term care with a home environment for a loved one, look no further than Sutton Community Home and Hillcrest View Assisted Living. Hillcrest View Assisted Living offers your loved ones a pleasing and comfortable environment with a wide range of services and activities in retirement living. Sutton Community Home provides its residents with round-the-clock nursing care and a full range of service and assistance designed to maintain each individual's highest functioning capacity possible in a home-like, friendly family environment. All the care you need, all the comforts of home. Hillcrest View Assisted Living and Sutton Community Home.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Clay County Physical Therapy in Sutton is the standard in excellence for one-on-one, hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. That's 773-0270.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specializes in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
To say a sea of red would be a cliche here in Lincoln, but right now here at Lincoln North Star, we are in a sea of red as the red, black, and white Sutton Phillies take on the Alma Cardinals. Both teams sporting the red tops tonight, and it is an ocean of red here at Lincoln North Star, and it is great to see it, and it's great to be here. The Sutton Phillies and the Alma Cardinals about ready to get things tipped off here in just a little over 3 minutes before we get these high school playoffs started here from Lincoln. But let's take a look at some of the big names that we're going to be calling tonight. The Sutton Phillies come in here again with a 23-4 record. They are led in part by the hard-hitting efforts of Claire Bergen. Claire Bergen is their solid middle hitter. She has 181 kills on the season. A very balanced attack for the Sutton Phillies. Assisting in that effort would be Corey Amon. She is their stud setter. She is absolutely phenomenal on the setting department. She's also stellar at the service line. Corey Amon has 57 aces on the season this year, and she is a junior. Jessica Osterhaus, another hard hit in the middle hitter for the Sutton. You'll see her do a lot of swings tonight. She has 63 blocks defensively, but defensively on that middle line, she is a tower at 6 feet tall, and she knows how to, she's got some vertical leap. Let me just put it that way. We're going to be hearing a lot about that tonight. Solid efforts from the outsides of the Sutton Phillies in the form of Jamie Van Kirk as well, the sophomore doing it up for the Sutton Phillies. Solid play all the way around. Over on the other side is Amanda Wilnow. Amanda Wilnow may not have the tops in the kill department, but boy, when she hits that ball, she puts some zip on it and is a pretty solid player. On the other side of the net for the Alma Cardinals, we mentioned briefly Laura Wagner. Laura Wagner is a sophomore. She has 331 kills, more than twice as many, or almost twice as many, as the next leading person in the kill department for Alma. She is number 4 in the state, and she is just 5'9", and works that outside to perfection. When she puts a hammer on the ball, Alma can rack up the points quick. Look for Andrea Urquhart, the setter for the Cardinals, to be feeding Lauren Wagner all match long this afternoon, and it should be a absolutely wonderful sight to see. We did not get the opportunity to call Alma during the year. We've called Sutton several times and have got a good look at their teams, but I got to tell you, the coach of Alma, Mike Smith, has this Alma team streaking at just the right time. They're the number 8 seed in the tournament, and they come in at 21-9. So that speaks very well of C2 this year, with some solid pops and some solid squads. And Alma had to fight to get in. They got in. It's a great matchup coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the statistics and some of the last year previous appearances and all that kind of good stuff coming up when we return to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball State Playoffs from Lincoln on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Bob's Auto and Truck Repair in Franklin is a full-service automotive repair center. Bring your foreign and domestic vehicles to Bob's Auto and Truck Repair today with complete confidence that your repairs will be done correctly the first time. Good luck, Flyers, on a great game from Bob's.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the pre-game show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet. Rob Austin with you courtside in Lincoln at Lincoln North Star, home of the Gators typically, but today it's state playoff action. We've got our starting lineups coming your way. They are brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineups as they have been all season long. Well, just by order of ranking, we will start with the introductions for the Sutton team. Again, the Phillies are the number 1 seed, and they come in here ready to play some volleyball. They last year were the third place. They won the consolation match here in Lincoln last year, and they looked surprised, first of all, to get here. They looked even more surprised when they came. They were one of the youngest teams here in C2. In fact, they were the youngest team in C2. So all their starters are back. They are all experienced, and they are all not surprised to be here this year, to put it bluntly. They have gained a lot of confidence and a lot of ability during the year, and this is right where they want to be. To settle for anything less will be a disappointment for the Sutton Phillies. Unfortunately, they're going to have to get past the Cardinals to claim that. Here is the starting lineup for the Sutton Phillies. On the outside, they'll start things off with Amanda Wilnow. Amanda Wilnow is a 5'6 senior. On the outside, also on the outside opposite of her will be Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk is a 5'9 junior hard hitter on the outside, leads the team in digs. In the middle now, we will look for Claire Bergen. Claire Bergen has got some serious muscle in the ball, leads the team in kill. She's a 5'10 middle hitter. Jessica Osterhaus also in the middle at 6 foot. The junior has got some blocks to put beside her name and look for more on her side tonight. Vanessa Van Kirk is a 5'10 junior. She'll be on the right side. And Corey Amon is your 5'7 junior. She is the setter extraordinaire, leads the team in aces and leads the team in assists as well, as you would expect the setter to do. But the Sutton Phillies fired up, ready to play. For the Alma Cardinals, again, coming into the contest at 21-9, their starting lineup looks like this. You got to lead it off for the Cardinals with Lauren Wagner. Lauren Wagner is a 5'9 junior outside hitter, 331 kills on the season. She is a hard hitter, and look for her to put up some big numbers. Lana Wells will be the middle hitter. She is a 5'10 junior. Rachel Ash is a 6'1 middle hitter. We'll talk a little bit more about her right now. We're going to take a break and take care of our national anthem duties. We'll be right back. Finish up those starting lineups for you on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Pizza Hut in Alma would like to wish good luck to the Alma Cardinals volleyball team. They've put together a great season so far. Good luck at the state competition. From Pizza Hut in Alma, proud to support all of the Alma athletes and scholars.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to our New Tech Seed starting lineups. We'll start up with the Alma Cardinals. Lauren Wagner is a 5'9 junior on the outside. Opposite her will be Lana Well. She is a 5'10 junior. Rachel Ash is a 6'1 senior in the middle. Leads the team in blocks for the Alma Cardinals. Brooke James is a 5'8 senior. She'll be on the right side. Paige Rebman will be the defensive specialist. She is a 5'6 senior, and Andrea Erke is a 5'6 senior. She'll be the setter for the Alma Cardinals. And the Cardinals use the libero, and it is Callie Cox. She is a 5'3 senior and is a fantastic player in her own right. So we've got some great matchups here. Just briefly, I do want to tell you about a little bit of history for these guys. Again, the Sutton Phillies were the state third place winners last year. They have been to the state tournament on three occasions. Alma Cardinals, last time they were here, they were the last year in 2002. And they were runners-up, by the way, in 87. They've been here five times, but not recently. And the Alma Cardinals, happy to have here. And congratulations before we even get started on both of these teams. They are solid players all the way around. So we are just about ready to get things started. So hang on. We've got our playoffs just about ready to get underway. First serve will be forthcoming, and it looks like it is going to be Alma leading off the service line. And for Alma, back to serve is Paige Rebman. Rebman to serve for Alma. Rebman, again, a 5'6 senior. We'll get things started, and our trip to Lincoln is just about underway. Seconds away from getting started. Paige Rebman will let it fly. She lets it go. It's cleared. Phillies are there to cover. Big set from the back row. Claire Bergman lets it fly. It's covered by Alma as they now work the left side. Solid attack. Lauren Wagner works it from the left side. Cardinals recover. Tip at the net. Unable to reach it was Brooke James, and it'll fall to the court, and Sutton strikes first to get things going. 1-0. Phillies up on top. Back to serve will be the setter, Corey Ehrman. Ehrman winds up, drops it in, and gets an ace to get things started. That's how Sutton wanted to get this ball game started. Ace serve for Corey Ehrman, gets it going. She'll tow it up again. She's got a running jump serve. Steps to the right, jumps, flies, drops it in. Just ticked off the net, and then dropped to the court. And Alma got it right back, and it just kind of was dinked over. And the Phillies caught on their heels, and we're tied up at one. Check that, it's 2-1 in favor of Sutton. Service comes over from Brooke James, and we're back to work. Alma now in control on the left side. Wagner steps up from that left side. Up to block now are the Cardinals, but it's pounded through and down. Jessica Van Kirk takes the first kill and makes it a 3-1 match. Sutton is up on top. Back to serve for the Phillies now is Jamie Van Kirk, the 5'9 junior. Will step into this one, roll it across. It's going to be covered by the Cardinals. Cardinals now attacking over on the right side, brought down, covered by the Phillies. Good play by Amon to get things going. Brought back quick for the back row, hard shot. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go and gets it to drop. She'll pick up the point for Sutton. The lead now stretches to 3 points. It's a 4-1 ball game. Phillies up on top. Jamie Van Kirk will toe the line. She steps up, pops, stops, and drops it over. Covered by the Cardinals. Working in the middle now, Wagner winds up, partially blocked, but the Phillies were there to cover. Amon sets it to the right, back set, hard shot brought down, but into the net are the Phillies. Vanessa Van Kirk put the hammer down on it, but the Cardinals were in the net. Lead now stretches to 4 points, 5-1 ball game underway here at Lincoln North Star opening round of the state playoffs. Glad to have you aboard at 94.5 FM and online at KLIQFM.com. Spread the word. We're online streaming live for you if you can't make it in your car. Service is underway. Wagner tried to play it, then she couldn't get it over, and it'll be four hits for Alma. The set was just a little bit out of position, and Lauren Wagner, just couldn't quite get to it, and it's a 6-1. Phillies off to a quick start here in the state playoffs. Service is over, picked up by the libero. Wagner dinks it over. Good coverage on the far side by Amanda Wilnow. Brought right back hard by the Phillies, and the Cardinals will have to reload. Wagner from the back row hammers one down. Bergen's there to cover it. Ammon sets over on the left side. Wilnow lets it fly. Out of bounds it goes. And the Cardinal will get the service back down by 4-6-2. It'll be the libero, Callie Cox, to cover or to provide service for the Cardinals. She's got a jump serve and a nice one at that, covered cleanly by Bergman. Amon chops it over. Cardinals now load up on the left side. Wagner lets it fly down the line. It goes in. Off the touch, but it didn't matter. It was in, and the Cardinals get a good strike from Lauren Wagner. And it's a 6-3 ball game. Cardinal down by three, trying to get things going. Bergman to Amon, down the line, saved by the Cardinals. Wagner made a great play on it to keep it alive for Alma. Dinked over at the line. It's going to be covered by the Phillies. Will now lets it go. Cardinals there to cover in the back row. They'll load up now. Dink it over in the middle. Partially touched into the net. It goes from the Phillies. And the Cardinals battle their way back now. Down by 2-6-4. Callie Cox is putting the ball in play, and the rest of the Alma Cardinal are just keeping this drive alive. Three straight points now for the Cardinals. 6-4 is our score. Amon on the right side, tipped over by Vanessa Van Kirk. Wagner lets it fly, but she does it right in the block. Jessica Osterhaus and Vanessa Van Kirk were there with a wall and brought it right back. The block counts, and it's service for the Phillies now up by 3-7-4. Osterhaus will go back to serve. She'll step up, drive it across. It's going to be covered by the Cardinals. Poor return. Into the net it goes, and Alma will give up an easy point for Sutton. Now on top, 8-4. Osterhaus at 6 foot tall, toes the right side, and she'll step up, drive it across the net. Cardinals there to cover. Set on the back side. Picked up, hammered, brought down. Good coverage by Amon to keep it alive. Bergman makes the cover. Hammered in the back row from Jamie Van Kirk. And Van Kirk will have this one go off her arms. And out of bounds it goes. Just slightly misplayed, but out of bounds it goes. Cardinals will take over. 8-5 in the ballgame for the Cardinals now. Amanda Wells. Wells is a 5'10". Senior takes up that outside position. Cardinals will get it back, and Lauren Wagner will handle the service for Alma. Down by three. Lauren Wagner pops, drops it across. Phillies are there to cover. Amon lets it go. Brought down quick. Nice hammer effort by Claire Bergen, but it was blocked by the Cardinals. And then Will now sends it down, and it goes off the libero into the crowd. And Sutton will waste little time getting the service back. They'll send Vanessa Van Kirk to the line. Vanessa, a 5'10 junior. Three deep. She'll float one across. The libero is there to handle it. Cox sends it across. Picks it up. Hammered by Rachel Ash. Phillies cover and knocked out of bounds. Hard shot from Claire Bergman, but it goes out of bounds. And Sutton will lose the serve. Cardinals now down by three. Back to serve. Andrea Erke. Erke lets it fly. It's going to be covered by Osterhaus. Hammer down the left on the right side by Bergman. Amon works now with Wilnow. Wilnow drives it across. Off the libero and into the crowd again. I tell you what, Amanda Wilnow put a shot on that ball, and Sutton gets it right back. They're up 10-6. Back to serve now will be Amanda Wilnow. Fresh off the hammered kill. Drives this one across. Set is up. It's a back set. Blocked at the net. And nobody there to cover for the Phillies. Claire Bergen put a touch on it, but she couldn't keep it alive without touching it again. And it's 10-7. Alma's down. They're going to send Rachel Ash to the line. She's got a powerful jump, sure, a serve, and it's going to be covered. On the left side, Bergman lets it go off the block, and Alma's going to get it, but it'll be too little too late. Cardinals couldn't handle it. And the Phillies get it back, so a lot of one-and-one going on here, and we'll see if the Sutton Phillies could put 2 points together. Claire Bergen, big jump serve, hammers this one across, covered by the Cardinals. Set to the left side, it's going to be dropped in, partially off the block, saved by the Phillies, and no, they called the whistle on, they called it down. They called it down, so the point will not be saved for the Phillies. It will go to the Cardinal. 11-8 is our score. Cardinals get it right back. Shot is up. Handled the page Redman on the service. Block at the net by the Cardinals, and they're fighting their way back. Cardinals put up a block and made the save on their right side, and now they're within two. It's 11-9. Shot is folded over. Bergman works the left side, hammered by Jamie Van Kirk. Cardinals are there to cover. Wagner winds up, lets it go, and down and into the crowd it goes. Boy, Wagner's got a nice touch on that ball. She has a hammer. And it is 11-10. The Cardinals continue to battle back. Paige Redman, 5'6", senior, awaits the whistle. Into the match will be Mackenzie Schlottman for the Phillies. Will now will catch a breather. Redman sends it over. It's a high drifting one covered by the Phillies. Quick shot down the line, and it goes. Jamie Van Kirk puts the hammer on it. Van Kirk gets the service back for Sutton. She's up along with the Phillies at 12-10. Service rotation works its way back now to Corey Amon. Amon's got that big run and jump serve. She makes a step to the right. Comes forward, jumps up, drives it across. A lot of drop on that ball right at the end. Cardinals there to cover into the net. Go the Cardinals, and Ehrman will get another shot at it. 13-10, Sutton now again, up by three. Claire Ehrman to serve. A serve, Ehrman gets it across. And that's her second ace of the match, 14-10. Waiting for the ball to get back. Corey Amon, 5'7", the center for the Phillies, has got a good touch on the ball. Side step, running jump serve, drops at the end, but the Cardinals will cover it. And no one is there. They thought Amon was going to get it. They thought Amon was going to take it, and Bergen led up on it and lets it drop, and that miscue will give the ball right back to the Cardinals, still down by three now in the first set. Bergman to Amon on the left side, and not enough on it. Vanessa Van Kirk went upstairs, but it was just a little short, and the Cardinals are drawing back. 14-12 is our score. Service across by Brooke James, handled by the Phillies. Loading up on the left side, Wagner was just out of position, threw the block. Cardinals get it through, but the Phillies are there to adjust. Hammered shot going back to recover were the Cardinals. Wagner pushes it across. Hard shot again on the left side, off and through the block. Good effort. Jamie Van Kirk on that left side on the outside gets it to go. Mackenzie Schlottman will head back to the bench for the Phillies. Amanda Wilnow back in the match. Jamie Van Kirk hammers it across. It's going to be covered by the Cardinals. They make a little bit of adjustment. Give it right back. The feed goes to Wagner, and Wagner made a little effort on that one and just drove that one solid into the back row, and it is a 15-13 match. Callie Cox, the libero, running jump serve, goes across. Will now's there to cover it. Amon back sets. Hammered shot, covered, knocked out of bounds. Right down the line it goes from Vanessa Van Kirk. And Van Kirk has two kills in the match thus far. 16-13 is our score. Jessica Osterhaus will take over service for the Phillies. She lets a knuckleballer go across. Cardinals there to cover. Quick set. Brought across. Phillies will load up now in the middle. Claire Bergman gets it to go. Bergen just put some meat on that ball, zipped it down, and it's her second kill of the match. We've got a timeout for Alma. 17-13 is our score in the first set. You're listening to high school volleyball from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First set action, first round of playoffs in Lincoln. Rob Osmond courtside, 17-13. The Sutton Phillies on top of the Alma Cardinals. Cardinals hanging in there, battling back, getting as close as two before the Phillies regroup. Back underway now. Jessica Osterhaus continues the serve. Cox covers for the Cardinals. On the right side now, Wagner winds up and lets it go. Boy, she drifted over on that right side, and nobody picked her up. She is just hammering that ball down. Wagner will take over service for the Cardinals. Down by three. Wagner gets it up. On the left side, Will now tried to go for the kill, but she's going to go. I didn't see what the call was. I think she was into the net, and they're going to give it to the Cardinals, 17-15. Wagner's service goes into the net. She has 25 aces on the year. That wasn't one of her best performances. 18-15, our score. Sutton back underway. Battle at the net on the far side goes the way of the Phillies. Hanging in there. Will now makes it a 19-15 game. Service from Vanessa Van Kirk. Free ball for the Phillies now. Back set. Bergen lets it go. Splits the Cardinal defense and gets it through. That's a solid kill. That is a solid effort. Claire Bergen with three kills. And it's a 20-15 match. Vanessa Van Kirk steps up again. Covered by Cox now. Sets the middle. Good shot. But it's covered by the Phillies from Rachel Ash. Will now hammers one down. Cardinals there to cover it. Working now on the left side off the block. Amon saves it. Cox hits it off the shot from Bergen, and out of bounds it goes. And it's 21-15. Sutton now trying to put things away. Up here by six, their biggest lead of the match. And it comes courtesy of Vanessa Van Kirk. Her shot is over. It's covered by the Cardinals now. Working again on the left side. Going up for it was Amanda Wells, and it goes off of Corey Amon. So the Cardinal will pick it up. 21-16 is our score. Cardinals trying to make a run out of this now. Hard shot comes across and from Erke. Bergen loads up on the right side, but the Cardinals will cover it. In the middle, down, but going down for the dig was Vanessa Osterhaus, and the Cardinals find themselves in trouble, and it'll drop on the court. The return off the net, and the Phillies have built that six-point lead back up again. 22-16 timeout for the Alma Cardinals. Down by six. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with high school volleyball from Lincoln. It's playoff time, baby, on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Trying to guess the markets can be frustrating and costly. If you're ready to admit that no one really knows where the grain markets are headed, you're ready to put the AgWest team to work for you. They spend their time managing price risks and not guessing the markets. Call AgWest Commodities or visit the website at goagwest.com, and good luck, Sutton.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First set action, Sutton Phillies on top, 22-16. Rob Osmond courtside in Lincoln for the first round of the state playoffs. Selma Cardinals digging in defensively. Phillies have the service, and it'll be Amanda Wilnow's job to let her fly. Wilnow's shot is around. Cox will cover it on the left side now, bringing it down with some emphasis, and Amanda Wells from Elma. Let's the Phillies know that the Cardinals came here to play, because this first round, you lose, you go home, you win, you play, and then you've got a shot at the consolation even if things fall apart for you. That's the way Sutton took last year. This year, they'd like to take the high road. Service comes across now for the Cardinals. Shot is in. It's going to be to the Phillies. Point will go to Sutton. Claire Bergen will take over the serve. It's 23-17 now, and it's a big jump serve from Claire Bergen coming. Bergen hammers it across. Cardinals are there to cover. Back set, working the right side off the block. Amon makes the cover on the left side. Whoa, hey, staying in there was Jamie Van Kirk. She gets it to go down. Way to stay with it at the net, and the Phillies are winning that battle at that net. They own that left side, and it's 24-17 match. Excuse me, set point for Sutton. Bergen brings it across. Cox goes down again. It's going to go out of bounds, and the first set belongs to Sutton. 25-17. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap it up on our Allen's mid-set break. Stay with us. It's high school volleyball from Lincoln. First round of the playoffs on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star first round playoffs. Rob Osmond courtside with you. Sutton Phillies up on top this first set, 25-17. Good effort for the Sutton Phillies. Joining me now courtside is Ed Littler, the sports anchor, sports director for KJS-TV. Ed, thanks so much for coming out here. You're out here catching all the action. Kind of like what we're seeing so far from the Sutton Ball Club.
Yeah, Rob, good to be back with you, first of all, after working with you at News 5 for those years. But,
quite a few years.
Sutton seemed to be impressive in this first game, and if they play the way they did in the second and third game, it looks like they may be on their way to a sweep. We'll see.
Absolutely. Well, they would expect nothing less. The Phillies weren't, because last year they got turned away. They were the number three team in the consolation. This year they're expecting big things, but they're off to a great start. You got to have your hats off to a team that makes it as the number one seed, and they didn't even win their sub-districts.
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing great. And, of course, later today, Diane Rose of Grand Island Northwest goes for her 500th victory as they play Gretna over at Lincoln High. Then tonight, Central Catholic plays their number one in C1. So plenty of excitement all weekend right here in Lincoln.
Absolutely. And Ed Littler's up here to catch it all. You can catch the fruits of his labor on the news tonight.
We'll be there.
All right, Ed.
Thanks,
so
Rob.
Much. Look forward to talking to you. We'll see if we can catch up with you a little later. All right, second round, our second set coming up here momentarily, as it'll be the Elma Cardinals on defense. Sutton up on top. We've got three kills from Claire Bergen, two from Vanessa Van Kirk. Lauren Wagner has popped in with three kills as well, unofficially. So that's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. We're back to second set action. Corey Amon will get things started for Sutton. Cardinals through the block will get it back, and they'll get new life for Elma. The Phillies loading up now on the right side, covered by the Cardinals. On the left, through that block, Jessica Osterhaus is just a tower over there at 6 feet tall. But when she comes up, she's 11 feet tall. The Sutton Phillies playing with a lot of confidence. They're up 1-0 here in the second set. Heyman with the service. Again, it's a big drop serve, and it goes right back into the net. No good. Give the ace to Corey Heyman. 2-0. Sutton now in the second set. Service from Heyman into the net real quick. Good read by Osterhaus. She is there. She's hanging in at the net. It's going to be pushed over on the right side by Vanessa Van Kirk. Shocked the Cardinals managed to clear it over. Heyman now works it. Brought down quick on the left side and in the right place at the right time. Jamie Van Kirk gets the kill and gets it to a 3-0 lead. Sutton off to another quick start. Substitutions now for the Cardinal coming into the match will be Jenna Brew. She's a 5'3 sophomore, and she'll toe the back line for the Cardinals. Heyman switches now to the right side, still running jump serve back into that same result, and the Cardinals can't do anything with it. That is just too tough to defend. And it's a 4-0 match. Sutton on top. Corey Heyman one more time. Side step, comes up the right side, hammers it down the line, picked up by Cox, set. On the left side, Wagner gets it going, but it does it right in the block. Osterhaus is there, so is Vanessa Van Kirk. And the point will go to the Phillies. They have got a wall on that right side, and the longer that the Cardinals try it, the taller that wall gets. Heyman now switches over to the left side. This one's going to be playable for the Cardinals now. They'll work the right side, but same result on the left side, except this time it's Osterhaus and Jamie Van Kirk. Between the Van Kirks and Osterhaus, nothing is getting over that net. That's playable for the Cardinals. Heyman now switches back to the right side. She cuts across. Ace serve! Nobody got a hand on it. Right play. That is the fourth ace of the match for Corey Heyman. She is on fire. Sutton Phillies on top, 7-0. Heyman again on the right side, hammers it across. Cox is there to cover, but it's going to go out of bounds, and Heyman has the touch on that ball, and the Cardinals are totally perplexed on their heels. Substitutions now coming. Cox will come out. The libero is out, and Rachel Ash will come in. Heyman switches over to the left side. Phillies getting it going. This one's going to be at the net. Osterhaus read it perfectly and was there. Point will go to the Phillies. And the rally continues. Back into the match now, Brandy Clother for Alma will take that defensive specialist position on the back left side. Heyman lets it go. It's a 9-point Philly lead. Free ball comes back. It's covered at least by the Cardinals. They'll load up on the right side. The Phillies will, and getting way ahead of herself was Vanessa Van Kirk. She was out of position. Alma on the board now with a 9-1 score, and we'll see if the Cardinals can return the favor. Service from Brooke James. James winds up, pops it across, covered by Sutton. In the left side, back down, this time getting her timing right was Vanessa Van Kirk, and Sutton will waste little time getting it back. 10-1 the score. Jamie Van Kirk, the 5'9 junior, will toe it up. She zips it across, covered by the Cardinals now. On the left side, Wagner trying to get it going. She'll wind up popping the second time off the block. Phillies make a great play. Keep the drive going. Keep the rally moving. Good recovery for Sutton. Osterhaus big at the net one more time off the block straight down. And Sutton proving they are here for business. Up by 10, 11-1. Timeout for the Alma Cardinals. Phillies take the first set. They're up by 10 in the second set. We'll be right back after this break. It's high school volleyball from the playoffs in Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Clay County Physical Therapy in Sutton is the standard in excellence for one-on-one, hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. That's 773-0270.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln North Star. Rob Osmond courtside with you. First round of the playoffs, Sutton Phillies on top. 1-0, leading the second set here by 10, 11-1. The Alma Cardinals take the timeout from Mike Smith to kind of settle this team down and get them back in it. Sutton, I tell you, brought a good crowd out here tonight. They've got a pretty packed side of the stadium here, and they are here to support their Phillies. Back under action now. Service from Jamie Van Kirk is going to be expired. Almost immediately, Jenna Brew gets the hammer on it, brings it back for the Cardinals. 11-2 now our score. Callie Cox will come in for Alma to take over service. Down by 9. She works the left side of the line. Cox, a 5'3 senior, runs up, pops it across. Phillies cover. Shot in the middle from Van Kirk through the line. Wilnow works the left side. Amanda Wilnow saw something, tried to make an adjustment, but the shot was too low off the arm, and Alma able to put 2 points together. It's 11-3. Callie Cox again running. Serve into the net off the lower part of her hand, and into the net it goes. And Sutton will get it back. Along with it, a 9-point lead. Jessica Osterhaus, with her 6-foot frame, will take over service for the Phillies. Her shot is going to be covered in the back row by Jenna Brew and brought back by Wagner on the right side. Wagner gets the kill. Her fourth of the afternoon, and it is 12-4. Substitutions now. Osterhaus will come out of the match, and Macy Steinhauer, a 5'6 senior listed as a defensive specialist, will come in to handle the service from Wagner. Will now lets it go. Wagner goes to the court to get it for the dig, and she couldn't get it. And the Sutton Phillies will get it back up now 13-4 here in the second set. Vanessa Van Kirk's shot is out of bounds, and the Phillies will turn it over. Lead now cut to 8. To the service line for the Cardinals is Andrea Urquhart, the 5'6 senior. On the right side, sends it across. Coming back and knocked out of bounds. Phillies couldn't get anything on that one. And Alma puts it together down now by 7, 13-6. Urquhart drives it across. Ace serve. Urquhart will get it. And the point, trying to bring the Cardinals right back into us. 13-7 is our score. Urquhart has a nice touch on the ball from that set position, but boy, her service is where the Cardinals need her right now. Amon goes up for the block for the Phillies at the net. Over Claire Bergen, and down to the court it goes, and the Cardinals now starting to put something together. 13-8. Steinhauer will exit. Osterhaus will come back in. They missed that 6-foot blocking ability and get her back into the back row now. Service continues now from Urquhart to Osterhaus on the right side. Down and quick with authority, Claire Bergen. Bergen gets the serve back for the Phillies. 14-8 is our score. Amanda Wilnow will take over service. Going back for it are the Cardinals. Free ball covered and returned that quickly by the Phillies on the left side. Phillies hang in there. Good play by the Cardinals to keep it going. Through the block now on the left side. Pushed over by Bergen. Phillies keep it alive, and they'll get a round of applause for that. Now down the line, but out of bounds it goes. The Cardinals will get the point. That was right down the line. Sutton doesn't like the call, but it'll stand 14-9. Alma battling back, and the Cardinal fans on their feet supporting their Cardinals. Rachel Ash with a jump serve gets it into the net, and they'll turn it over. 15-9. Crowd now starting to become a factor. Claire Bergen will serve with her running jump serve. Drops it over. Cox makes the handle, and it's deep and off the net. Good play, but the Cardinals can't do anything with it. Andrea Urquhart did well to turn around and play it off the net, but nobody was there to help her, and the point will go to Sutton, up 16-9 now. Bergen drives across. Bergen gets the ace. That's her first ace of the night, and it comes at a good time. Phillies now on top 17-9. Claire Bergen, 26 aces on the season. Drives this one in. She'll get two back in her two in a row. Bergen stretches the lead now back to 9. Cardinal trailed by as many as 10, and it's a 9-point Philly lead now. Service is over. Amon makes the shot on the left side, down wide open court. Jamie Van Kirk makes a nice read, and it's back to a 10-point lead. And we got a timeout from Mike Smith and the Alma Cardinals. 19-9 is our score in the second set. Phillies trying to cruise to a second set win. We'll take a break. Come right back with more playoff action for the volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton Phillies trying to go up 2-0. They're up 19-9 here in the second set. Claire Bergen with two aces, and just this rotation alone, she'll step up, pop, drive it across, covered by the Cardinals. Pushed up on the left side, brought over, down and in. Good read, good play on that left side. Lana Wells picks up the kill, and it's 19-10. Cardinals have got to dig back, and they got to get some points up here quickly. They'll trust Jenna Brew to do it. Sophomore's been tough on that back row. She's had a lot of shots come her way, and she's managed to put a lot of them back in play. Off the block. Sutton Phillies load up. Jamie Van Kirk from the left side gets the service back that quick. And they've doubled up on the Cardinals now, 20-10. Corey Amon works back in the rotation with her jump serve, and it's an ace. Her fifth of the match. 21-10, and the Phillies, that back-to-back rotation, I tell you, with Claire Bergen and Corey Amon is painful from a defensive perspective. Back in the game now, our Stephanie Trifle come in, and to the bench will go Brooke James for the Cardinals. Jump serve now for Amon comes across. This one's going to be covered. Good effort by Jenna Brew. Big block at the net. Osterhaus is there. Jessica Osterhaus, I tell you what, I don't know how many blocks she has tonight, but that is a Sutton wall. And it is racking up the points for the Phillies now, up 22-10 in the second set. They have really put the pressure on the Cardinals in the playoffs now. Amon lets it go on the left side. Block is missed, and the Cardinals, or the Phillies, will reload, cutting it across. Good angle, but covered by the Cardinals. Vanessa Van Kirk got a solid shot on it. Will now makes the diving effort. It's off the side, and down it goes. And the Cardinals are scratching back. 22-11 is our score. In to serve is Stephanie Tribe. She's a 5'3 sophomore, getting some good playoff experience for the Alma Cardinals. No one covered it. Osterhaus thought for sure that Vanessa Van Kirk was going up for the hammer, and neither of them did. They both stopped, and it's 22-12. Alma back to work now. Amon lets it go on the left side. Osterhaus through the block, and down it goes. Out of bounds. Point will go to Sutton. 23-12. At the service line is Jamie Van Kirk for the Phillies. Into the ball, or the match now is Mariah Heft. And Jenna Brew will head to the bench. Van Kirk lets it go. Jamie Van Kirk. Amon now works the left side. Will now through the block. Alma there to cover it. On the left side, they'll challenge that wall, and it gets through, and the Phillies will load up from the back row. Hard shot. Cox was there to cover it. Jamie Van Kirk put a shot on it, and the Cardinals now will have to reload on the right side. Shot is pushed over. Amon back set. Right in the middle, Osterhaus is there. And that'll bring the Sutton fans to their feet one more time. 24-12, set point. And the crowd letting them know it. Jamie Van Kirk winds up, floats it in, covered off the shoulder, but it'll go at the net. Down it goes. Point goes to the Phillies. So does the set. 25-12, up two sets to nil. 25-12. We'll all have our Allens of Hastings mid-set break coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to Playoff Action Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Rob Oz with you courtside, first round of the playoffs. Sutton Phillies up two sets to nil over the Alma Cardinals, and they really got the Cardinals off guard that time. They were up by as many as 10 points and put it away by 13 by the end of the set. So some solid shots coming to Sutton, and they're coming in a hurry. Good fan support for the Sutton Phillies as well, as we got a little bit of a rally and a wave going on here, and all kinds of good times for Sutton because everything seems to be going their way. For Alma, Laura Wagner unofficially has four kills. Lana Wells has but one. Ace serve from Andrea Urkey for the Cardinals. For the Phillies, five ace serves from Corey Amon. Four kills from Claire Bergen and two aces to go with it. Jamie Van Kirk has two kills. Osterhaus with one and Vanessa Van Kirk with two. These are unofficial stats because I'm missing my right-hand man, Tyson Ravonik, back pushing buttons, taking care of the news back at the KHAS studios. So going solo without my wingman. But we've got a great match going on here, and that's kind of carrying the load for us as the Sutton Phillies one set away from making this a quick first round, and the Cardinals looking for a quick exit from Lincoln. Again, the winner of this matchup will take on Sandy Creek and Tri-County. That's the second half of our volleyball doubleheader that will be coming your way at the conclusion of this match. So it'll either be Sandy Creek or Tri-County advancing to what amounts to the semifinals tomorrow. And we'll have all those times for you, and we'll break down who's going to be where and what's going to be on what channel and all that good stuff, because we've got a lot of volleyball that we're covering from Lincoln, and these first rounds are at high school scattered all throughout Lincoln, so, and they're scattered all throughout our dial as well, and there's some great matches going on across the dial. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Our third set is underway. Sutton looks to put it away right now, but it'll be the Cardinals striking first to get things started. It was a hard shot from Jamie Van Kirk, a little too hard, about 6 feet out of bounds. Cardinals will reload. Phillies now work the left side. This one's going to have a better shot from Van Kirk in it, and a carry is going to be called on the second shot. Wagner had a good beat on that ball as well. Sutton ties it up at one. Corey Amon will lead things off with her sidestep, jump, serve, that's going to drop in. Carry is going to be called, and I tell you what, Amon's serve is on fire. 2-1, Phillies up on top. Amon winds up, drives it across. Cox goes down to get it. She can't control it. And that's how the Phillies get you. They get a good rotation of service in there, and they get a nice lead, and then they'll coast their way to a final. At least that's how the second set went. Amon gets this one going. It'll be a free ball for the Phillies to load up now. Amon works back set off the net. Cardinals trying to cover, and winning the battle of the net will be the Phillies. Good shot on that right side by Vanessa Van Kirk. Makes it a 4-1 set. Three-point advantage to the Phillies. Amon now works over to the right side. Down and into the net it goes. That's a rare miscue for the Phillies. And the Cardinals now with a chance to get right back in this. Down by two. 4-2 the score. Brooke James for the Cardinals. Winds up. Drops it over down the line. Out of bounds it goes. She was trying to hit that right side, and the Phillies wisely let it fall. They're up now by three, 5-2. In the rotation now is Jamie Van Kirk, the 5'9 junior. Steps up, drops it across. Good rotation. Cox is there to cover for the Cardinals. Wagner tried to get it, but it was misset, and she couldn't get a good push on it. It'll be a free ball. Cardinals now load up on the right side, knocking it out of bounds. Was Andrea Urquhart. And Sutton extends their lead now to four, up 6-2. A serve comes courtesy of Jamie Van Kirk, her first of the match. And it's 7-2 that quick. And Sutton starting to extend their lead a little bit. Jamie Van Kirk has 30 ace serves to lead the Sutton Phillies. In that category, Wagner lets it go, gets it down, and it's between defenders. And Wagner pops her first kill, fifth kill of the afternoon. It's 7-3. Callie Cox will go back for the Cardinals. Cox, 5'3 senior, the libero, drives this one over. She has 36 aces on the year. This one is covered by the Phillies, who will push it across at the middle. Will now to Amon on the right side. Blocked at the net. Hard shot. Turned away from Vanessa Van Kirk, and it'll be a free ball now for the Cardinals as they reset in the middle at the net. Osterhaus is going to be there to tip it over. A carry is going to be called, and Rachel Esch will be charged with it. It'll be an 8-3 Sutton lead. Back to serve now, Jessica Osterhaus. Osterhaus just 14. Nope, she's going to turn the service over. She'll head to the bench, and Macy Steinhauer, the 5'6 senior, will come in. She has 11 aces, and she's got a big running jump serve. This one comes across, covered by the Cardinals. Sent over by Rachel Ash on the left side. Will now, Amanda Will now into the block, and down it goes. Good effort for the Cardinals to get it going. Rachel Ash was there, as was Andrea Urquhart, and the Cardinals refusing to go down without a fight. It's 8-4. Service from Lauren Wagner. Battle at the net. Double hit. No, a carry is going to be called on the Cardinals. And the Phillies stretch their lead now again to 5-9-4. The score to serve Vanessa Van Kirk. Vanessa drives it in. Vanessa Van Kirk picks up her first ace of the afternoon, 10-4 the score, okay? Vanessa Van Kirk drives. This is going to plop in. It's going to be covered. Rainbow shot. Punched over by the Cardinals. Quick return from Corey Amon, and the Cardinals will have a little bit to work with it. Lauren Wagner, hard shot, covering it nicely was Van Kirk, but they'll have to send it back. A free ball for Alma. Tipped over. Wasted opportunity for the Cardinals. Will now through the block, gets it to drop, gets the kill. Will now with her second unofficial kill of the afternoon. Our score now 11-4. It's the biggest lead of the set for the Phillies. Vanessa Van Kirk. Shot is over. Cox there to cover. Urquhart with the set. Through the block. Good effort by Amanda Wells, and the Phillies will regroup. Shot goes out of bounds. Did they get a touch? They did. And the Phillies will get a good blast from that back row. And the Phillies stretch that lead even further now, 12-4. Vanessa Van Kirk will take that middle row, drive it across. It's going to be covered by Brooke James on the left side. Hammer down, but into the net from Amanda Wells. And the Phillies taking advantage of some miscues. Mike Smith wants a timeout for the Cardinals. We'll take a quick break. It's 13-4 in the third set. Setting up 2-0, threatening in this one. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Pizza Hut in Alma would like to wish good luck to the Alma Cardinals volleyball team. They've put together a great season so far. Good luck at the state competition. From Pizza Hut in Alma, proud to support all of the Alma athletes and scholars.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's a 9-point Sutton lead in the third set. Phillies took the first two handily. The first one, 25-17. Second set, Sutton wins at 25-12, and now it's 13-4. Phillies on a roll, trying to make quick work of the Cardinals. Cardinals want to enjoy their stay in Lincoln just a little bit longer, but the Phillies have an agenda. Back underway now in third set action. Phillies trying to keep it alive. Will now is going to save it across. Good effort by Bergen to stay home to cover, and the shot return from the Cardinals is going to go out of bounds. Wagner made a good play on it. But the Phillies will take the point and a 10-point lead to go with it. Vanessa Van Kirk drives it across. Erke covers. That's going to be a carry called, and she just kind of threw that ball in, Erke did. Phillies now stretch their lead 15-4. Hammered down on the right side, and the Phillies were there to cover it, and it was mishit. Jamie Van Kirk knew it as soon as she touched it. And it's 15-5. Cardinals now trying to get a rally together here, put some points together, and get right back in this. They've got to force a fourth set, and that's as far ahead as they really want to look right now. Good fake by the Cardinals. Rachel Ash went for the kill and then let up. Block on the left side for the Cardinals, knocked out of bounds by the Phillies. And Alma now trying to make a run at it, down now by 9. They're cutting into that lead slowly but surely. Service is over, going down to get it was Macy Steinhauer. Cardinals now will load up on the right side. Dinked over, nobody there. Recognizing it too late was Vanessa Van Kirk. And Alma now starting to put some points together. 15-7. 3 points in a row for Alma. And it'll end there as the service will go directly into the net. 16-7. Sutton brings it into that brief rally. Mackenzie Schlottman will come in, and I think that's Mackenzie Schlottman. It is. Her service just clears the net. Cox can't get it. Schlottman picks up an ace. Mackenzie Schlottman makes it a 17-7. Third set. Sutton puts it away. Substitution now. Back into the match, Brandy Clother, 5'3 junior, will settle in the back row for the Cardinals. And it will get her second ace serve from Mackenzie Schlottman. Mackenzie Schlottman stretches the lead now to 11 for the Phillies. 18-7 is our score. Knocked down by the Cardinals on the right side, and they'll cut that lead. 18-8 is the score. Alma will get it back. Good effort on the right side for the Cardinals to get the service back. They'll send Rachel Ash to the line. Ash has a running jump serve. She gets this one to go. Covered by Steinhauer at the net. It'll be sent back and then knocked over by the Cardinals. Reaching out for it there was Vanessa Van Kirk. She'll load up the left side to Jamie Van Kirk. Vanessa makes a touch over, and the Cardinals now load up on the right side through the block. Steinhauer to Bergen. Bergen off the block, and Sutton's going to get it back. 19-8. Phillies 6 points away. Steinhauer back to the bench. Service by Claire Bergen. Hard shot. It's going to be covered at the net. Osterhaus was there for the dunk. Perfect feed for Jessica Osterhaus. And it's 20-8. We've got a timeout on the court for Mike Smith. Third set coming to a quick close here. We'll be back with the finale here in just a second. You're listening to High School Volleyball from Lincoln on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Bob's Auto and Truck Repair in Franklin is a full-service automotive repair center. Bring your foreign and domestic vehicles to Bob's Auto and Truck Repair today with complete confidence that your repairs will be done correctly the first time. Good luck, Flyers, on a great game from Bob's. Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
The Breeze, 94.5.
12-point Sutton lead in Lincoln, 20-8. Hammer thrown down, Claire Bergen. To work on the left side, wide open, solid shot. Jamie Van Kirk hurt that ball. She put the hurt on that ball. That ball, I think, is dented. She just ripped into that ball. They need to check it. They really need to check that ball. Jamie Van Kirk put a punch on that ball. 21-8. Substitutions now for the Cardinals, and they've got all kinds of problems. The point, somehow, I don't know how, Bergen was getting ready to serve it, but this point did not go to Sutton. Changed at the last second, apparently. It's 20-9. Quick shot, good read. Corey Aben makes a nice read, and she just kind of hook shots it to the open spot in the court, and now we're back to 21-9. And it'll be Corey Amon, and that is not what the Cardinals wanted to see right now. Just 4 points away from a Sutton advance. Lauren Wagner hammers it down. Punched up by the Phillies into the net from Bergen, and they won't be able to get the point on that one. 21-10 the score. To the service line for the Cardinals, Brooke James. James has 29 aces. For the Cardinals on the year. She could really use a couple now. Osterhaus gets it to go for the Phillies, and they'll get the service back. Just 3 points away from advancing. Mackenzie Schlottman will exit. Back in the match, Amanda will now. Sutton will have it. It'll be Jamie Van Kirk's opportunity to put it away for the Phillies. Sutton means business in their drive. Shot from Wagner is going to be covered by the Cardinals. They'll work the right side. Hammer is put down by Vanessa Van Kirk. Wagner finally gets one to go, and the Phillies can't cover it. Down it goes. Big kill for Lauren Wagner. 22-11. Callie Cox will come back to serve for the Cardinals. And what a daunting task to try to cut in to this Sutton Philly lead. Cox, 1 point at a time. Shot is going to go out of bounds. That's not the way to go about it. 23-11. Phillies now need two good serves. And into the match to serve will be Macy Steinhauer, the 5'6 senior. To the bench will go Jessica Osterhaus. She'll get a nice round of applause. Just 2 points is all the Phillies need to advance. Service is going to go out of bounds. They're wasting an opportunity to get it, and it makes Alma happy. Lead now cut to 10. Back into the contest will be Amanda Wells for the Cardinals on the left side on the front row. Service from Lauren Wagner. Right side, off the block, straight down. Cardinals are just battling back. I like to see that. Cardinals are not rolling over. They're not giving up. They're only down here by 10. They've got to win this one. Lauren Wagner is going to be working away to try to get back at it. Her shot is going to be covered by Jamie Van Kirk at the net. Punched over through the block. Amon gets it, tries to get out of the way, and under the net she goes. Amon couldn't put the brakes on in mid-flight. And Alma quietly has put 3 points together in a row. They're down by 9. Amon now works the middle. It's going to be a hard, quick shot by Bergen, and she can't get it. Cox can't cover it. And the Cardinals are now up against the wall. 24-14, match point. Service from Vanessa Van Cook on the left side. Cardinals keep it alive on the battle of the net. They'll load up in the middle through the block. Phillies keep it alive. Shot is over off the block down into the net. Cardinals trying to keep it going. Good rally here to wrap things up here. Bergman made a good shot on it. Cardinals now through the left side and knocked down and out of bounds. The Cardinals aren't going to go away. They'll take the point. 24-15. It is match point. Sutton fans clapping now as Andrea Urquhart toes it up for the Cardinals. Her shot just clears the net. Diving effort from Van Kirk now. Bergen lets it fly. Cardinals cover it. Working on the left side. Through the net, down into the net are the Phillies. And the Cardinals making a match out of it. 24-16 the score. Good effort all the way around for the Cardinals. Andrea Urquhart. Match point continues for the Phillies. They need one miscue. Shot is up. Or they need to put one together. Amon now works the right side to Bergen off the block. Knocked out of bounds. And that'll wrap it up for the Phillies. And we'll bring it in to the Cardinal season. 25-16 goes the final set. And Sutton will advance to play the winner of our next match. That'll be coming your way. It'll be the Sandy Creek Cougars taking on Tri-County, but we're going to wrap this one up here in just a moment. Congratulations as the Cardinals wrap up their season at 21-10 in a fine effort to get here, but they just ran up against a Sutton Philly team that was here for business and puts the points away. You hate to see the tears falling for the Cardinals, but they had a fantastic season. They got to Lincoln. And that was a solid effort to do that. But the Phillies will advance tomorrow. They'll see the semifinals. One game away from getting into the big show, and that's what the Phillies came for. Nothing less will be acceptable for the Phillies. We'll take a quick break, see if we can get their coach to come up here and get a quick word from us. We'll be back with our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. You're listening to Playoff Volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 and online at KLIQFM.com.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate is a third-generation business. Owners Bill and Max Bergen can handle all of your real estate needs, commercial, residential, and farm. Located in Sutton and Geneva, call Bergen Real Estate at 773-5513 or 759-3399. Everyone at Bergen Real Estate congratulates Claire Bergen and the entire Sutton Philly team for making it to state and a great season. Good luck from Bergen Real Estate in Sutton and Geneva.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer in Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area. Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. Rob Osmond, courtside with you, trying to get the attention of the Sutton Phillies coach. And he's not paying attention. The Sylvan Learning Center brought to you, our postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We've just watched the Sutton Phillies bring a quick end to the season. I thought I almost had the coach's attention up here. And they're going to probably head off. This is when you miss your sidekick. This is when it would have been nice to have Tyson Urbanek with me. Again, we're not going to be able to track him down, but at any rate, fantastic matchup for the Sutton Phillies. They will continue to play the winner of the next match that will be coming your way here in just a little bit. It'll be Tri-County and Sandy Creek across the net here in just a little bit. But in the meantime, good effort by the Sutton Phillies to advance. They take a quick three sets from the Alma Cardinals, 25-17, 25-12, and then 25-16. Just a solid offensive effort and a perfect defensive plan for the Sutton Phillies. That Van Kirk-Osterhaus front line was a wall to get through, and you could tell the Cardinals had problems all afternoon long trying to make something happen out of that. So that's how things will wrap up for the Cardinals season. They did a great job. They wrap up the season 21-10. The Phillies, for the moment, still rolling, but they improved to 24-4 and did an excellent job. We are going to make one last effort to try to get one of the Phillies over here. So stay with us. We'll come back with the next part of our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. You're listening to Playoff Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Clay County Physical Therapy in Sutton is the standard in excellence for one-on-one, hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. That's 773-0270.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Trying to guess the markets can be frustrating and costly. If you're ready to admit that no one really knows where the grain markets are headed, you're ready to put the AgWest team to work for you. They spend their time managing price risks and not guessing the markets. Call AgWest Commodities or visit the website at goagwest.com and good luck, Sutton.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Rob Osmond, courtside with you. We have the head coach now of the Sutton Phillies, Chris Erickson. Chris, I'm telling you, that is a great effort today. That's got to be the way you wanted to start the playoff.
You know, we knew we definitely wanted to just come out and at least get a win, because, you know, if you don't win on Thursday, you don't get to see the weekend on the court. And The girls, you know, they came out, you know, focused and determined, and right from the get-go, really kind of took control of the momentum of the match, and you know that was key through the you know through all three sets.
You could see the intensity level when your girls took the court, and they were intense on setting that tone early, and that's exactly what they did. And first off, defensively, that Van Kirk and Osterhout line on that net is a wall. I mean, those girls did an excellent job all night long. I don't know how many blocks they got, but they were just hammering all night long.
Yeah, you know, and you know we knew you know they have a great hitter on the other side of the net with Lauren Wagner, and we knew that you know those two were going to have a big job, you know, stopping her. And you know they're smart at the net, they're athletic, and you know like you said, when they're able to get connected and get that block closed, you know it can make hitters you know take them completely out of their comfort zone.
Only a couple of miscues down here, but typically Sutton Philly offense, great communication. I mean, there was a lot of coordinated effort down there. I'm sure you found little holes all the way around, but that's the coach's job. But from outside here, it looked like they were in sync.
Right. You know, and that group of kids, you know, they've got a tremendous chemistry, whether they're playing volleyball, basketball, you know, whatever it may be. And, you know, when things are going well for them there and you're able to utilize that chemistry, you know, it's just another asset for us out there.
Okay. Well, last year you guys got all the way to the consolation round and won it. And so the stage was kind of set. Nothing less than that is going to be really acceptable for you guys. You've got, from here on out, your season gets really tough really quick.
You know, we've been waiting for that semifinal match since last year when we got, you know, upended by Ravenna. You know, having that experience hopefully is going to pay off for us. And, you know, this next match coming up, you know, I think, you know, it could go either way. They're both very great teams, and, you know, we've played them both.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I guess if nothing else, this kind of solidifies that there's going to be an SNC conference team in the finals. So, you know, that's something, you know, to brag about, I guess, within the conference. So hopefully we can come out and, you know, put together another match like this, and, you know, and maybe it can be us. But, you know, we're not going to look past tomorrow night.
You guys went 2-2 with Sandy Creek, 1-1 with Tri-County. How do you prepare your girls after a win like this? How do you prepare them for the fact that this next round probably will not go that way?
You know, you just try to get them to stay in the moment, you know, and realize that they've got to go out and put together another game and find a way to get it done if they want to move on. And, you know, obviously there's nobody in the bracket, in the state bracket or in the state of Nebraska that we know better than Sandy Creek. And likewise, you know, we also have to realize that they don't, you know, they know us just as well as we know them. And it's going to be a matter, I guess, of who can come out and, you know, who can put together, you know, another complete set. And like I said, you know, it's just staying, like I said, within the moment and not looking beyond tomorrow night.
What do you go back and tell your girls right now?
You know, we talked out on the floor. We just said, you relax now and enjoy this. We're going to watch the next game, you know, and then we're going to, you know, start getting ready for tomorrow.
You go back to, are you going to watch film or you just kind of go back to the drawing board and say?
Yeah, you know, I don't. We may watch some film, but like I said, you know, our girls know them so well, and you know, we've watched the film from districts already. We know where our miscues were, and like it's just going to be a matter of execution and maintaining our focus throughout the game tomorrow night.
I want to get back to another very positive aspect of the Sutton Philly offense. Your service tonight, or this afternoon rather, was absolutely phenomenal. Is that a solid strength? I mean, I've got at least six serves, aces rather, from Corey Amon.
You know, it can be. And, you know, we're a team that typically throughout the season has had as many errors as we do aces. But, you know, I guess when you serve as aggressive as we do, you kind of have to take the bad with the good. And, you know, tonight we were very fortunate that we didn't have very many mistakes at the service line. And we were able to capitalize on, you know, like you said, I don't even know how many serves we had, but, you know, obviously that was key to our success.
Absolutely. All right, Coach. Well, I'll let you go back to your team. Thanks so much and wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on a great win, and I hope to be talking to you tomorrow evening when you guys are up and ready to go again.
All right. Well, I look forward to it.
Thanks again.
Yep, thank you.
Chris Erickson, head coach of the Sutton Phillies, victorious tonight in the quarterfinal match, first round of the playoffs here in Lincoln. He will go back and address his team and get ready to do things up again tomorrow. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll kind of try to put this together and get ready for our next big match coming our way. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Bob's Auto and Truck Repair in Franklin is a full-service automotive repair center. Bring your foreign and domestic vehicles to Bob's Auto and Truck Repair today with complete confidence that your repairs will be done correctly the first time. Good luck, Flyers, on a great game from Bob's.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specializes in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Rob Osmond with you courtside, and just cannot say enough about that Sutton match we just took part in against the Alma Cardinals. Sutton just absolutely coming out on fire, taking the three sets straight from the Cardinals. Just taking a look at some of the numbers unofficially, of course, because without my right-hand man, I spent a lot of more time saying, whoa, that was a really good shot, than putting a number down on a piece of paper, to be honest with you. Claire Bergen, Jamie Van Kirk hammered some solid kills in there, at least five kills for Claire Bergen. Jamie Van Kirk the same, did an excellent job. At least six service aces from Corey Amon as well, and a pair from Mackenzie Schlaben and Claire Bergen to put the icing on the cake for the Sutton Phillies. Jessica Osterhaus, unofficially four kills, officially or unofficially, plenty O-blocks from Jessica Osterhaus. Excellent job. Outside of the first 10 points scored in any set, Sutton really kept Alma at bay, and they did it on both sides of the court, offense and defense, as well as their service ability. So a great job for Sutton. All the way around. So we're going to take another break and see if we can track down another one of our Sutton players that are still hanging around celebrating here a little bit. So we'll be right back with hopefully with that. So stay with us. It's playoff action from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Pizza Hut in Alma would like to wish good luck to the Alma Cardinals volleyball team. They've put together a great season so far. Good luck at the state competition. From Pizza Hut in Alma, proud to support all of the Alma athletes and scholars.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate is a third-generation business. Owners Bill and Max Bergen can handle all of your real estate needs, commercial, residential, and farm. Located in Sutton and Geneva, call Bergen Real Estate at 773-5513 or 759-3399. Everyone at Bergen Real Estate congratulates Claire Bergen and the entire Sutton Philly team for making it to state and a great season. Good luck from Bergen Real Estate in Sutton and Geneva.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
Clay County Physical Therapy in Sutton is the standard in excellence for one-on-one, hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. That's 773-0270.
If you're looking for long-term care with a home environment for a loved one, look no further than Sutton Community Home and Hillcrest View Assisted Living. Hillcrest View Assisted Living offers your loved ones a pleasing and comfortable environment with a wide range of services and activities in retirement living. Sutton Community Home provides its residents with round-the-clock nursing care and a full range of service and assistance designed to maintain each individual's highest functioning capacity possible in a home-like, friendly family environment. All the care you need, all the comforts of home. Hillcrest View Assisted Living and Sutton Community Home.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. Sutton, just to kind of let you know, will advance to play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Lincoln Southeast. That game will be carried right here on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. We have some numbers. Yeah, when you get them. Okay, apologize for that. A little off-microphone conversation with the state officials here. They're going to be trying to get us some numbers and all that good stuff to have the official numbers and not rely on my chicken scratching to go on. So the Alma Cardinals will pop back in the bus and head on back home. The Sutton Phillies, again, will play tomorrow at Lincoln Southeast in the semifinals at 7 o'clock. And that game, again, will be carried live right here on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. And I would like to, I just got the official numbers handed to me, and they look like worse chicken scratches than mine. So I want to take a couple minutes and debrief myself and get a look at some of these numbers and see what they all mean. So bear with me, folks, and stay with us. We'll come back and we'll wrap up that fantastic match. And in the meantime, we'll say thanks to all the many sponsors from the Sutton Booster Club and the all of our Sutton sponsors for hanging with us. We'll get some good numbers coming your way. Stay with us. It's high school volleyball on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
Is your vehicle in need of some cosmetic surgery? If so, take it to Lake Automotive in Republican City. They specialize in auto body and paintless dent repair, as well as auto glass replacement, plus quality pre-owned vehicles. Lake Automotive is proud to support the area high school athletes.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Pizza Hut in Alma would like to wish good luck to the Alma Cardinals volleyball team. They've put together a great season so far. Good luck at the state competition. From Pizza Hut in Alma, proud to support all of the Alma athletes and scholars.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to Lincoln North Star. Rob Austin with you courtside for playoff action for volleyball. We're awaiting the start of Sandy Creek and Tri-County. That'll be coming your way here in just a moment. But right now we are still relishing in the Sutton victory against the Alma Cardinals now. And I tell you, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I've just been handed a stat sheet for the... Actually, it's the scoreboard sheet, or the score sheet, the actual scorer's sheet we got a copy of. And the only thing that I know of is that I was on the money on the stats as far as aces go. Beyond that, I do not know how to read a what is a kill on here, because it doesn't appear to have any indication thereof, or if they do, it is hieroglyphics. But point being, my stat-keeping ability for aces, spot on, right on the money. Like to see that, but I'd like to. I wouldn't hold my breath as far as kills go. All we know is Sutton dominated the match again. They take it in three straight sets over the Alma Cardinals, which is why we have our extended post-game show, because it was over in three sets, which is good news for the players, and hopefully our sponsors will be more than happy with the fact that Sutton will continue, and we'll get this great coverage again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here on the Breeze. For the Phillies as well, even though we came up a little bit short today on the statistics. So Sutton, again, will play tomorrow at Lincoln Southeast, and it will be covered right here on the Breeze, 94.5, and online as well. So if you're not in the area and you'd like to be able to pick it up online, you can do so. Live streaming is available. It doesn't cost you anything. It's a courtesy that we provide, and it's also something that you'll be able to download at your leisure later. As well, give us a couple days, especially with all the games that we're going to be covering. We'll put them on the computer. You'll be able to download them and listen to them, burn them on CD, do whatever you want to with them, but it's all going to be there for you on KLIQFM.com. Call up Grandma, Grandpa, tell them granddaughter's doing a great job for the Sutton Phillies, and fire up that computer and listen in, and you can be able to hear all the good stuff that we've got going. And while we're on that subject, let me thank a lot of our sponsors for stepping up and making that kind of activity possible for us. You can hear the Sandy Creek team is already, fans are already firing up. The band is tuned up and rocking and rolling, and it's all going to be coming your way. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll tell you about some of the other matches going on our sister stations all around the dial this afternoon. So a lot of good fun and a lot of good action coming your way. We will take that break right now, and we'll come back and fill you in on where everybody is and all that good stuff. You're listening to High School Volleyball from Lincoln on the state playoffs. It's on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton. Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer in Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Pizza Hut in Alma would like to wish good luck to the Alma Cardinals volleyball team. They've put together a great season so far. Good luck at the state competition. From Pizza Hut in Alma, proud to support all of the Alma athletes and scholars.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one last time for our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. I've been able to take a little bit of a time to kind of see if I can make out something in this chicken scratching batches, and we will, I think I've got some numbers here that I can kind of call official. Lauren Wagner for Alma ends up with 8 kills on the afternoon. Rachel Ash comes down with 7. Amanda Wells has 5 for Alma, and for Sutton, 6 kills for Amanda Will. Now leading everyone was Claire Bergen with 9. 9 kills for Claire Bergen, 7 for Jessica Osterhaus, 6 each for Amanda Wilnow and Jamie Van Kirk. Corey Emmerman even got a quick kill in there. Vanessa Van Kirk finishes with 4. Ace serve, 9 for Corey Amon, 2 for Mackenzie Schlottman, and she did those really quick towards the end of that third set as well. And that's an absolutely fantastic effort for the Sutton Phillies. So we are going to talk about where we are the rest of the afternoon. We'll kind of first off turn our attention to KKPR Classic Hits 98.9. In about 20 minutes, they're going to be getting underway for Grand Island Northwest and Gretna. Kearney Catholic will follow against Bennington at 6:20. Then at 8:20, look for GI Central Catholic in Wood River, a big matchup, and that'll take place on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. At 8:20, and that'll be a good effort there. That's the matchup that everyone is kind of waiting for out that way. And then they will follow winners all the way through there as well. On KXPN, we've got high school volleyball in C1. We'll have the final for you tomorrow. And we will follow Sandy Creek all the way. We will follow Sutton all the way. And also we'll pay attention to Clay Center. Will also be there, and we will have that. But Sandy Creek's coming up next. Clay Center over on KHAS, 12:30 a.m. will come your way at about 3:15 as well. They're taking on Mullen, and, of course, we'll follow Clay Center, too, and we'll let you know what stations all those people are on. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll set the stage. Sandy Creek Cougars are on deck, and they'll be taking on Tri-County. So hang on. We've got another great match coming your way. And we'll take care of it all coming up next in our pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Sutton Philly State Volleyball coverage has been made possible thanks to Sutton Pharmacy, Georgia Scouting Services, Printing MD, Steinhauer Farms, Van Kirk Contracting, George's Brothers Propane, AG West Commodities, Hillcrest, Clay County Physical Therapy, Sutton Lumber, Cornerstone Bank, Sutton Livestock, George's Aerial Spray, South Central Chiropractic, Bergen Real Estate, Astra Bank, Paint and Paper, and Murray's Place. This has been a Platte River Radio production.